Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A second night in a row here at Brayhead Arena. It yielded another victory for the Brayhead Clan, defeating Dundee Stars by 6-4. It was a very hard-fought, very topsy-turvy game. It was hard to judge how this one was going to end up. Luckily for the Clan fans that crammed into the building, over 3,000 again, it went the way of Ryan Finnerty's men. The first goal came, 10:55. Marcus Coates fed Alex Levitt on the inside. He lined up the shot, sent it flying into the net past Lacassil, the Dundee goalie. Then Curtis Lineweber flicked a shot into the near post, beating Chris Holt to equalise at one apiece just 41 seconds later. But Rick Jackman's shot on the power play rebounds out. Chris Bruton tucked it away as the Clan went into the first break 2-1 ahead. In the second period, Bobby Chaumont with another equaliser. He finished at the back post after great work from Lou Dickinson, sent the puck across the crease, and Chaumont finished it to make it 2-2. Then the Stars went ahead. Chaumont with an excellent aerial pass. It landed for David Churon, who took it with a one-timer, and that was a power play goal, sending the puck home to make it 3-2 for the Dundee Stars. The Clan equalised again, 32-22. Scott Pitt shot, forcing a good save from Lacassil. Tam Nesbitt, as we said in Clan TV, finishing the follow-up on the crease to make it 3-3. Mikael Lidhammer shot, taking a deflection, and it trickled past Holt, and the Stars retook the lead at 4-3. Then Alex Levitt got a shot off, got the better of the Dundee goalie. He found a gap, levelling it again at 4-4 on the power play on 33-58. But the Clan turned it around in their favour in the third period. Stefan Meyer's shot, leaving Lacassil well beaten, and the Clan forward sent it into the top corner to make it 5-4. And then Chris Bruton with an empty net goal to make it 6-4 in the last minute, confirming 2 league points for the Clan and 2 points in the Challenge Cup as well. We'll get some reaction in just a minute. Clan coach Ryan Finnerty joins me now. Ryan, that was a hard fought win. It went one way or the other, but a good win nonetheless.
Yeah, you know, I'll take a win's a win here, but we definitely didn't do it the easy way, you know. But I gotta credit Dundee's a good team. You know, they're a quality side, and every time we play them, it's gonna be a battle. But definitely happy with the win, but we did it the hard way.
Plenty of goals again. That must cure your concerns over the lack of goals you've had recently.
Yeah, the goals are going in now. We just got to worry about keeping them out. You know, giving up far too many goals right now, and untimely goals. You know, we talked about it in the room where we press and we finally score, and then we just seem to let teams right back in the game as soon as we capitalize. We let them right back in, and now we got to go back to work. So we got to work on that. But you know, I mean, a win's a win. Power play's looking really good. A lot of positives here, and it's going to be a tough battle tomorrow.
Given the nature of how Dundee lost this game tonight, does that make it a tougher game when you go up there tomorrow?
It's 3-3, right? You know, you got this our third game in three nights here, and it's never easy that third game. Obviously, guys are fatigued, guys are down, so we got to find some energy and find a way to win tomorrow. It's going to be a tough, very tough game. Obviously, Dundee's going into their second game of the weekend here, and they're back home. So, we've got to find a way here to get through. And like I said, you know, but we did a lot of good things tonight. But we definitely got to simplify our game and be much stronger defensively.
Good spread of goals as well. Alex Levitt on the score sheet. Chris Bruton get two. You know, a good spread throughout the team.
Yeah, I thought Levy's starting to come to his own here. He's played pretty well the last little bit. He's a bit of a specialty player. You know, he's a guy that he makes plays out of nothing, and he's starting to find his feet here and find the net, and he's been a revelation. It's taken him a little while to get going, but I like what I'm starting to see out of him. Brutes, you know what you're going to get from Brutes every night, and you know, guys like him deserve to get empty net goals. You know, he counter pinches on the D, and he's got to work hard to get that puck in the net, and it's always good. That's why he's out there in those last minutes. He blocks shots. He's a good defensive player for us. So, all in all, you take the win, but there's definitely some areas we need to clean up, but it is early, and we are still growing and learning as a group here, and we move on tomorrow to a tough battle.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks.
I'm with Clan forward Stefan Meyer. First of all, Stefan, congratulations on the birth of your new one. You've had quite a week.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy, you know, the birth of Goldie and my wife's family's in town. But, you know, you just kind of went through it all. It's it's a pretty crazy time of your life when that goes on.
It certainly is. But onto the game tonight, a 6-4 win tonight. You've got the all-important game-winning goal. That must be nice to cap off what's been a great week for you.
Yeah, it's... You know, first off, the birth of my daughter. Your emotions are kind of crazy, and I've been away from the team for 2 weeks, and then getting back in the lineup. You just want to contribute because being away for so long, you kind of feel like you miss the boys. And it's great to just help out where I can.
And of course, you played last night here, you know, the first game against Fife Flyers. But a good weekend so far, 2 wins out of 2.
Yeah, it's just great to be part of. You know, we had a little bit of trouble. When you're on the road with a tough schedule, and you're not scoring, it's pretty tough to get out of it. But we were positive, and practices were pretty hard. Finner had us going, but it paid off. It shows that when things aren't going, you got to stick together and work hard, and it will always work out for you.
I'm curious. Obviously, you're saying there. Obviously, you stayed. You're away from the guys for a couple of weeks because obviously, Goldie was due any time. Now, you must have been torn, though. You must have been keeping an eye on things and a little bit frustrated that you couldn't be there. Family comes first, obviously, but that emotion must have been there, surely.
Oh yeah, it was a roller coaster. You know, obviously, my heart was with my wife and my unborn daughter, but you're a hockey player and you're a competitor, and you know, you want to be with the team. And and when they're not, you wouldn't lose with the group, and when you're not there, you kind of feel left out. So you want to get back at it as quick as you can. But obviously, family first, and the team was phenomenal. They were so understanding. It was my first child, and they let me be with my wife in important times, and I'm thankful for that.
Of course, on to tomorrow, up to Dundee. Now, given how they've lost the game here tonight, they put a lot into the game. I think you'll agree with me on that one. Does that make it a much more difficult game for Brayhead tomorrow?
Well, first off, you know, Mark's a friend of mine, and he's got a darn good team there. They're in every game this year. They've been in it, and they battle hard. They score. Their goalie's you know, he's a pretty good goalie, and I don't think you're gonna get an easy game in this league anymore. So we just got to be ready. The way we played tonight, we stuck with it, and when things didn't go well, we were together as a group, and we pushed through, and that's going to be the character of the team. We got to do that, and it looked good. We came hard in the third, and that's what we want to do.
Thanks very much, Stephen.
No problem.
Dundee Stars coach Mark Lefevre. Mark, you've ultimately lost the game, but you must be proud of the performance your guys put in tonight.
Proud of the performance. It's a good team we're playing, but we're a good team as well. But close isn't good enough. I mean, we're in a lot of one-goal games. We've got to find a way to flip these games on their side, or on their head, sorry, and win them, turn them in our favor. Because close isn't good enough anymore. We're 11 games in. You know, we've got to find a way to win tomorrow. And, you know, we got points out of every weekend, and we're in the same situation as we were last weekend, where we lost the first game and won the second game. So we got to find a way tomorrow, find a way to win.
Given the manner of how you lost tonight's game, that must surely give you the incentive to go and complete the job tomorrow up in Tayside.
Well, I mean, we just gained too many penalties. I mean, their power plays, you know, obviously it's there's a lot of firepower on there with Jackman and obviously Steph and those guys. But, you know, we got to stay out of the box tomorrow. And we do get in the box, we'll find a better way to kill those penalties. I mean, we got to get in the shooting lanes and, you know, just keep our back right up. But again, you know, the effort's there, but sometimes the effort's not good enough, and you got to find ways to win games, and it's results oriented business. And but we live to fight another day tomorrow and get ready for it.
You've got a good group of guys there. Curtis Lineweber, Lacazette in goal, Lou Dickinson as well. Big stars for you this year.
Yeah, I mean, we were lucky in our recruiting year to find some good players. And it's just overall, from top to bottom, it's a good group of guys. We just got to find a way to win these hockey games. Like I said, we're close. We're an excellent team on and off the ice. The guys all pull for each other. And, you know, we'll be at the end, towards the end of the season. But, you know, we got to come into this rink and find ways to win hockey games.
Have you found the job so far since you came in? You've got the guys together now. This is the group you're working with. How have you found the job?
It's enjoyable to see this group work together every day. I mean, because we're a younger group of guys. And, you know, guys are just, you know, they battle each day in practice, and it makes my job a lot easier to go to work every day, and it's enjoyable. You know, it's a little bit different atmosphere than it was in Coventry. You know, the ownership group's very patient there in Dundee. You know, if we lose a game, I don't have four owners in my office surrounding me in that, but, you know, it's been enjoyable. I think it's more the group of guys and the way they battle each other, and I don't have to worry about it. I know they're going to show up every night, whether it's in the gym, whether it's in practice, whether it's games, and they're showing up so far, and we'll look to continue it.
Thanks very much, Mark.
All right, thank you.
And that's the view here from Brayhead Arena tonight, Saturday, on the night the Brayhead clan defeated Dundee Stars by 6-4. A very entertaining game it was too. The clan are back here on Thursday night. That's right, Thursday night. It's a Gardner Conference game. The clan taking on the Elite League new boys. That's Manchester Storm. And that's a 7:30 face-off on Thursday. That's the 17th of October. Tickets are on sale now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can buy them directly at the Brayhead Arena box office. That's the visit of Manchester Storm coming here on Thursday, the 17th of October. That's a 7:30 face-off. Keep up to date with the latest news from Brayhead Clan on the website, brayheadclan.com. Like our official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. That's all for now. That's the end of another edition of Clan Radio. Thank you very much for listening and downloading. I'll be back on Thursday with some reaction from the Manchester Storm game. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.